This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry last evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Annasalai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. Following the roadshow, Mr. Modi departed for Chennai. The Prime Minister will arrive in Keralam today to campaign for assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Keralam tomorrow as part of the ongoing assembly election campaign. He is scheduled to arrive at Changanasheri by 3 p.m. and will attend the NDA election meeting at Tiruvalla. Later in the day, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in a roadshow from Kirlipalam to Karamana. He is expected to return to Delhi after 7 p.m. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in the UDF campaign program in Alappuzha tomorrow. He will also attend events at Kattapana and Kunnathunad. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in various LDF programs in Kottayam district tomorrow. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, the BJP has announced candidates for 27 seats to contest as part of the AIADMK-led NDA alliance. The list includes Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor Dr. Tamilisai Soundarajan, and State BJP Chief Naina Nagendran. The Congress also announced candidates for 28 assembly seats. With nominations closing on Monday, BJP and Congress will go head-to-head in four constituencies, Vilavankode, Kolachal, Arantangi and Ooty. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of seven judicial officials at the Kalyachak 2nd Block Development Office earlier this week. Authorities said that the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. The West Bengal police arrested two persons yesterday, including Mufakkarul Islam, the mastermind of the Gherao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Baghdogra airport. Meanwhile, the court has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakkarul Islam and 6 days police custody to Akramul Bagani, main accused in the Kalyachak incident in Malda, West Bengal. Government is assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. Meanwhile, the Indian Oil in a statement said it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. In Manipur, security forces arrested four Dreaded Valley-based insurgents from Tignopol district, which shares an unfenced border with Myanmar. A senior police official stated that the four insurgents were apprehended from Yang Pubang village under the Murray police station in Tignopol district. The militants belong to the National Revolutionary Front of Manipur, NRFM, the People's Liberation Army, PLA, and the Kanglipa Communist Party, KCP, all of which are banned outfits. At least 8 people were killed in a house collapse in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.8-magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush region last evening. Strong tremors were also felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of North India, triggering panic among residents. The quake was initially measured at 5.9 magnitude and later downgraded to 5.8. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Muzaffarabad, Kerala, Mahi and Ladakh today. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings achieved the target of 210 runs with a loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.